Hey everyone, good afternoon. I just want to come talk to y'all today about insecurities. So I was sitting here and I was just thinking to myself, what is the biggest thing that people struggle with? Whether you're a female or you're a male, just people in general, what are the things you struggle with? Sometimes we struggle with insecurities. And I want to speak on this because I'm reading this book called Boundaries. And it's talking about something totally different, about how to set boundaries with people, speak a lot about scripture and things like that. But really, insecurities came to me because it's something that I want to get over. It's something that I want to master, trying to put behind me, because it's not allowing me to put my best foot forward, right? The insecurity is not nothing to do with anybody else, but mainly more yourself. It's the thought of somebody keeping you back. But really, you could keep yourself back in the same way if you believe some of the insecurities that are set before you. And my pastor preached about yesterday about us being masterpieces. And I loved his sermon. I loved the things that he said and about being a masterpiece, but because really and truly, God has created us. He's created us to be more than what we think we are. But these insecurities come in from out of nowhere, from places that we didn't even think exist, because the devil wants to keep us back. He wants to hold us back and hold us from thinking that we're worthy of anything. And we always have to have somebody strong enough that stands behind us and in front of us, like, you know, having God or having a spouse or having, you know, positive family members that can say, no, you can do it. You can accomplish it. You can, you know, you're everything. Instead of us just remembering the tools that we have, that doesn't keep us so captured by what people are saying that we are, and us believing what people are saying, because these are insecurities that we struggle with. Like, one of the main insecurities is, you know, am I worthy enough to be in a program, or am I worthy enough to be a mother, or am I worthy enough to have, you know, a good paying job? You know, sometimes we have these insecurities that are just built off of fear, or built off of things that people have said in the past that we haven't let go, that we haven't forgiven that person for what they have said. And I just wanted to just give some inspiration and to also some tips on how to escape that. How we can escape insecurities is only the battle of the mind. We have to replace these negative thoughts and negative things that bring on insecurities by replacing them with positive things, which is the peace that gives us all understanding that God is in control and that we're not. And I wanted to speak on that because, you know, there are some people out there, there's some beautiful women out there that just refuse to love themselves, or they refuse to be a sister to their sisters, or they refuse to love other people or give compliments or help each other because they have these insecurities. And the way you can break free of that is to break free from your own feelings of your mind that kind of has you trapped. And so I really wanted to speak on that today. That word came to me. And I was just like, wow, you know, it's not even so much of just talking to anybody. It's just sitting here and it's just thinking, you know, I'm waiting for this word. I'm waiting for someone to come by and encourage me. And I really don't need that. We really don't need that. We look for it. We look for it all in the wrong places. And that's where the insecurities come from, just out of nowhere sometimes. It's the past. Someone told you weren't capable of doing something, and now you're capable of doing everything, and you're just not using that time wisely. So don't waste your energy on past experiences. Use those experiences to mold your future, because that's what they're there for. So I hope that everybody has a blessed week. I'm just got finished my thesis writing. I'm waiting for, you know, responses back. So meanwhile, I'm reading books and just trying to live a life and, you know, not worry, not say, oh God, what are my critiques going to be? You know, because anything that I get that is thrown to me, God has already equipped me for, and I can handle And I'm going to be a better writer one day. You know, I've thought about writing a book, actually. And, you know, I may even pursue that after this podcast lift off real good. So you guys just continue to be great. Do something for somebody today. Hug somebody. Love somebody. Encourage somebody. Help somebody if they're struggling. You know, don't sit there and say, well, that's on you. You know, unless they just refuse your help. But even then, pray for them, because everybody needs a little guidance sometimes. So you guys have a blessed week. I hope to have a blessed week as well and get some positive feedback on my paper so I can move forward. I've already graduated. Praise God. I'm so happy. Moving on to the next thing. You guys just keep moving forward. And I will definitely do the best that I can to move forward. Actually, matter of fact, I am doing my best. My best is sufficient for where I'm trying to go. So I hope that you guys, you know, continue to be encouraged. Have a great week.